Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begnaud.
This may not be a top story around the country, but I have an update to an important story that I've been following out of Georgia. The Associated Press reports driver's license applicants who want to exchange a Puerto Rican license for a Georgia license no longer have to take tests or meet other requirements not imposed on other U.S. citizens. This all started because a man from Puerto Rico moved to Georgia, tried to get a license, gave them everything they requested, and couldn't get it. He had to jump through hoops, was even told to take a Puerto Rico interview guide test to prove he was Puerto Rican. He filed a lawsuit because he wanted to be treated equally. Someone was fired, changes were made, and now Kenneth Caban Gonzalez has his license.